Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this week, and the first movie is epic. One day, a girl is magically shrunken and finds herself in a forest filled with amazing creatures and someone who wants to destroy it all. But he underestimates everyone's determination to save their world.
I'm not from this world.
Come on, you're with us now.
What happened? You got shrunk?
Yes!
Seriously?
It's been a weird day for everybody.
You're here for a reason. Sometimes the connections aren't clear, but they're always there.
I'm going to destroy the forest.
Now, a little known fact. I, as a kid myself, wanted to be transported to a magic world full of secrets and wonder, which clearly didn't happen, but this movie brought me back there, and the world in this movie is beautiful, fantastic, and amazing, filled with colors and creatures that capture the imagination and make you believe the impossible is possible. If you're under 6 years old, that is. If you are, say, well, a tiny bit older than that, there's not too much to keep you interested in this story. Once the spectacle of a little world wears off, you're hoping for a deep, meaningful story and some creative humor to keep you interested. Yes, the little snail and slug are cute, and bring some humor, and who wouldn't like an adorable three-legged puggy. But no slug or snail can really carry a whole movie. No offense to all you slimy creatures out there, but this movie does give an option for the kids, or at least the little ones. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, epic is a yellow light. Now into a movie for us grown-ups, it's Fast and Furious 6. The Rock enlists the Fast and Furious team to go up against a former special ops soldier who is causing all sorts of chaos and mayhem. And the team discovers they may be able to get someone back they thought they lost.
Last week, a team of highly coordinated drivers took down a military convoy. Our target's Owen Shaw, former major in the SAS Spec Ops soldier.
You help us get Letty, we'll get you, Shaw. But we need full pardons all the way around.
And cars. Make sure they're fast.
We're talking vehicular warfare.
Now, usually when the sixth sequel, continuation, or repeat of a movie comes along, either the audience is going to totally love it, or they will be so completely tired and frustrated with it that they just don't care anymore. And to get people to love it, there's going to have to be a great cast, an interesting story, some suspense, and oh yeah, tons, lots, and giant amounts of way cool action. Well, this movie has all of that. What's there not to love about The Rock, Vin Diesel, and Jason Statham? And although I don't know a thing about cars except for if they are pretty or not, what's not to love about Never Stop, In Your Face, full-on car races and chases, and there's actually stunts you've never seen before. Sure, it might not look totally realistic all the time, but who cares? So there's no doubt Furious number 7 is inevitable. It's just too bad we'll probably have to wait a couple of years for it. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, Fast and Furious 6 is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.